Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new day. You know what I'm saying? A new day brings a new problem to a brother, and all I got to say is thank God for my mother. Cause without my mommy, dear, my life would have been a joke. Either locked up, laying dead, or still slanging dope. But nope, the Lord, he had a plan for me, and with his help, my mother made a man of me. Didn't blindfold me to the world we was living in. Taught me how to save my little dividends, so when I graduated, I'd have a little school money. But in the sixth grade, I wanted to be the school dummy, and flunked out of school with a flagpole, and left my mother dear at home with a sad soul. Because my mother worked the fingers to the bone, cause we was alone, and me, I brought an F home. My real pops, he broke out with the style, so I respect my stepdad for raising another nigga's child. So now we living comfortable, taught me the game and how to be responsible. But back then I couldn't see it, I wanted to be a grown man at 14. So the kids leaving and ended up in a big fight, and told me not to come home until I got my shit right. So now I'm living at my grandma's home. My grandma's strong, she's got 9 kids of her own, and keeping me ain't no big deal. But now that I'm much older, I see just how the shit feels, being kind hearted, not wanting to tell me no, even though my grandfather just had a stroke. And now the money's low, and pretty soon a brother's gonna have to go, or either try to find a job so I can help out. I'm in the ghetto, I got to get myself out, and when I get out, I gotta try to pave the way so my family can have a better place to stay. I'm losing all hope, a brother's falling short, I can't cope, so now I'm slanging dope. And now my granny knows I'm doing wrong, she just praying for me heavily, take care of a grandson. And the Lord must have heard her prayer, cause he made me get a grip and got me on up out of there. I heard my mother say them streets is gonna kill you. You couldn't have told me nothing back then, but now I feel you. I'm 18, and now I'm having big fun. My baby's mother just had my first son, May 11th. I never will forget the day a star is born. Let's name him Little Scarface, my firstborn. And yo, I'm a proud father. I got a son, I got to be my son's father. And selling dope ain't the way that I can get ahead. But what the hell, I got to keep my baby fed. I buy him milk, and Pampers trying to do my part. And he's my son, I got to try to make him hard. I buy him clothes and jewelry, not the Tonka toys, because the Tonka toys will only punk my boy. And I don't want my son to look at life through a replica of reality, trying to make it lifelike. But yet and still I let my son be a kid, just give him up the real, exactly like my mama did. So when he gets to be a man, he'll appreciate the game I gave him way back when he used to roller skate. And now my son is 4 years old, I really got to give the real and try to play the father's role, because these years he'll remember most. So it's all about little Marcus and me becoming close. But I got a bunch of obstacles. If it ain't my line of work, it's the girl he's on my popsicle. Now everybody's got my baby, wanting to have their hands in my pocket, trying to drive me crazy.
It's your daughter, don't she look like you?
I just can't tell. Why don't you take her to my mama too? Because my mother knows the real deal. All these hoochies popping coochie, trying to get a free meal. So now we in and out of coke, trying to get more money, bragging on a child support, telling her friends that she's breaking me. Now everybody knows that she was just faking G. Come to find out the girl never had me. She's the baby's mother, but me, I ain't the baby's daddy. And biological testing proof, you gotta get up off of me and go after the other dude. But now I finally got a real daughter, no need for the testing, I know that I'm the baby's father. I heard my daddy say them hoes will try to kill you, you couldn't have told. told me nothing back then, but now I feel you. Now I'm 22 and finally got a grip on life. It's 1993, I put away my pocket knife and got a bigger stick to fight with. I'm young and black, so my choice ain't a nice stick, because we living in a concentration set, and every day we face to face with death. I've seen my homies go and come, and judgment day is just something we can't run from. So I know my number's coming up, so I gotta protect myself from suckers who be running up. And even though I hate killing off my own kind, I gotta be a man, and as a man I'ma defend mine. My brother Corner's trying to keep the neighborhood at peace. Don't fight each other, we got to stand and fight the beast. So united we stand, but we gon' fall quick, because we always trying to take another brother's shit. And the cops is in the same boat, just because we coming up quick, they think we slang dope. They shooting to kill, they gas ain't sparking, dude. They shot my longtime partner Rudy in cold blood, and now the story's all twisted up. And if they gave the cop the chair, I really wouldn't give a fuck, because you left my partner's family with memories. And after hearing this, I know you gon' remember me, but yet and still I find it hard for me to stay in touch. I see his parents, and then I start to breaking up, because I know what you did was wrong, but you won't realize until you dead and gone. It ain't no justifiable homicide. You never gave a warning, you straight up shot him from behind. But all the crying in the world ain't gonna bring him back. You give a gat to a black, he don't know how to act. But you gotta tell your story to the judge, not the imitation judge, the judge that everybody loves. And if the man upstairs grants you forgiveness, then in reality you took care of your business. But regardless, I know you wanna kill me, but I ain't going out like that. Feel me?
Peace, are we on? Peace, family. Sorry for the wait. Sorry for the hesitation or whatever. We're just trying to get things straight. But apparently we are on. So what's good? Man, what's good? Peace, 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 family. It's your boy TJ. Once again, just first of all, first and foremost, want to give a shout out to the brother Knowledge. Definitely want to thank the brother for all of the love and appreciation. I was gonna call you my brother, but last time it almost started a fight, so we had to. I was just gonna say our brother and leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? But you, hey Knowledge, you know what's up. No, but definitely want to thank the brother once again for allowing us another opportunity to come back and spread this word to our people. You know, it definitely means something being able to spread this knowledge into everybody listening. Spread the word too to everybody you know, even if they not hearing us directly. Let them know that they can do it and that we out here to help them, and that and how much it means to the community. And definitely all the things that we get, we going to spread it back to Knowledge too, because I'm thanking them every time I get the opportunity to speak. But definitely like the brother just said, not just on this platform, but on others. Every time I go somewhere, it's definitely the Knowledge first for the opportunity to spread this word to y'all. So check the brother out. He definitely put it in, you know, put it in every day. It's every day, right? Every day. Every day he got something for the family to tune in and listen to. Check it out, gain that knowledge. spread that wealth. Let's do it together. Let's push through and let's get it going. You know what I'm saying? The Bill Minor Group, of course, you can check us out, BillMinorGroup.net, Facebook.com/TheBillMinorGroup. We got the free consultation going forever for the family. Hit us up. Let us know. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Don't wait. Don't stall out just because you know we're going to be here for you. Like, go ahead and get it going. BillMinorGroup.net. Sign up for that free consultation. Check us out on Facebook. We got the Entrepreneur's Toolbox, of course, booming for you. You know what I'm saying? We throwing out the knowledge. We putting it all out there for y'all. Everything we talk about, some things we don't talk about, some things we go deeper into. Check us out. Check out the toolbox. Check us out. We're going to go ahead and even put up the Mind Your Business for you coming real soon. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely give y'all the details about that. Check out all of the free and premium tools that we got on BillMinorGroup.net and sign up for them consultations. We got something that fits you no matter where you at.
And also, of course, we offer web design starting at $100. Definitely logos for $50. Company formation, like we talk a lot about as far as just urging and pushing our people to start, but we're not just actually saying that, we actually help with that. So as far as with if you need to get your company formation, even if you need, like if you don't know, like, hey, do I need a DBA, LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp? Is this a nonprofit or getting help with starting a nonprofit? Like, not only do we offer that counseling or that consulting piece, you can definitely get that with your free consultation, but as well, we also offer the products behind it. So you don't have to go elsewhere. Like, not only can we help you as far as, okay, you need this instrument as far as, or this type of entity is what you need to file for, but also we will actually go file it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, take a lot of the guesswork out of it, take a lot of the hard work out of it. So all you really got to do is just come get it started. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, a lot of times you hear free consultation, and you know what I mean? And I'm saying this is my personal, like, you know what I mean? Not to even throw it on cause. And me personally, what I'm seeing is a lot of people are using the free consultation, like, and okay, you get a little knowledge or whatever about your business or whatever, because we're going to talk, like, we're going to keep it a buck. The way I treat the free consultation is as if you've acquired our consulting services. So you really get a breakdown, but then it's like, then they might take that knowledge, take that info, take that insight, and not even make a move or blah, this, blah, that. See, if you make a move and go, like, fuck it, I do the formation myself, then go do it. Like, that's still not a loss for us. That's still not a loss for us. As long as you're actually taking those steps, you know what I mean? Like, we don't consider that a loss. All we want to do is see our people succeed. All we want to do is see, you know what I mean? Like, we want you to get started. Now, at the same time, we also have families. We also have our own business. So, therefore, we will do the legwork or do the footwork as well for a fee. Like, that's just common sense, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's not, like, we don't try to beat you over the head with, like, buy this, buy that. We charge a fair price, and we actually do exactly what we say we're going to do, which is provide you with the best possible options, whether it be formation or whether it be a fly-ass logo. Check us out. People get them all the time. Or whether it be that website design. You know what I mean? Like, it just all depends. It's really up to, like, it's just all dependent upon the situation. So, like, don't take the free consultation as end-all, be-all. That's more like a springboard. That's more to get you started. You know what I mean? Now, you can jump in whatever direction, but you just need to take off from that point. And that's my whole point.
And make sure to go ahead and become a member of the Entrepreneur's Toolbox, facebook.com/Entrepreneur's Toolbox. And we got a major announcement for the toolbox. Stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. We got something special going down for the toolbox tonight. So that's facebook.com/Entrepreneur's Toolbox.
Definitely. Now, to begin with, of course,
TJ had not said stuff. I'm not sure if y'all, if I said myself or not. I'm Trey from the Bill Minor Group. TJ, the Tyrell, whatever.
As a,
his cousin slash business partner and a longtime business partner. You know what I mean? We've been cousins a little longer. We've been it's getting there as far as with these businesses. But at any rate, so before we go in with this installment of Mind Your Business, first off, of course, I want to give thanks to the Brother Knowledge as well. Then, of course, thanks to all of you for tuning in. And today we actually have an interesting show, if I must say so myself. That's because Cuz, TJ, he actually had the excellent idea of both of us actually focusing on content within our personal areas of weakness. So, mine, of course, being like anger management or Aries-ness, you know what I'm saying? And his being overthinking and extreme analysis. You know what I'm saying? But before, definitely, Leo's a snitch. But before we even get it started, though, I definitely want to touch on the problem that I've been seeing with budding potential entrepreneurs, like that I've just been dealing with within the consultations and within just general conversations that I have. So it's like the funny part about this is, like, so many of them are going to feel like I'm speaking directly to them. And the truth is, I am talking directly to you, along with everybody else, because it's just that I get it so much, I hear it so much, you run into this so much. And I told you that the problem was rampant, and that's why we continuously touch on it. And that problem is the fear to start or the fear to begin. Like, I won't even call it a lack of motivation, because you can tell by the way they spend a lot of time studying and actually will take the time to reach out. You have some sort of motivation. Like, you're motivated. Your mind is there. You're putting a thought into it. But it's just that lack of, okay, you're just not ready to start off the car and take off at this moment. So, I mean, definitely with that, like, what I like to focus on is not just pushing everybody out. Like, of course, I say a lot, like, get started. And that's because it's the truth. Like, the best thing is to get started. But let me make myself clear. Like, what I'm pushing or what I stand by is educated risk, or also known as informed risk. Like, in what educated risk is defined as is this. It's a risk for which the calculated potential payoff outweighs the calculated possible loss, given the knowledge one has about the circumstances. Again, the dictionary definition of educated risk is a risk for which the calculated potential payoff outweighs the calculated possible loss, given the knowledge one has about the circumstances. This means that you've actually taken the time to research and consider all factors, alternatives, and implications, and then have actually came to a decision where taking this risk is the best option for you at this time. Like, starting a new business, if they really, a lot of that, especially in the beginning, what it's about is managing the risk. Like, as I said earlier, like, it might have been actually way back in on one of the first installments of the series. But I mentioned, like, you'll be a fool to mortgage your house for rental stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't going to work. Like, not only would you be dumb, but it's also irresponsible. That's literally the opposite of what we have in mind when we mention educated risk. Educated risk implies that you have done the research. You did the knowledge, as our brother so perfectly and eloquently tells y'all ass to do. But at the same time, keep in mind, like, right? But when it comes to doing the knowledge, I want y'all to know, keep in mind, that I have never seen a business plan fail on paper. Never, ever. I've never one time looked at a business plan and in the strategy section and say that we're going to try this, and then we're going to end up with negative a rack or negative 10 racks. right? I don't know. Maybe y'all have. I just haven't. You know, so if you have seen some, enlighten me. With that being said, or what my point is with that is, that no matter how much research you do or how good it looks on paper, every business looks good on paper. Well, for the most part, I see a lot of bullshit, too, and I try to help our people. That's another reason why the free consultation is imperative, because some shit is just not a good idea. And you got to be willing to understand it and accept it and move the fuck on. But, and we don't even have to discuss, you know what I mean, going to D. Have we went into that yet? That might be something we're going to next week, right? Or do we already go into it? Just being able to decipher between what's a good idea and a bad idea in business. Fuck it. That's next week. Well, forget it. I'm trying not to cut. Forget it. That's next week. So next week. But we'll go definitely more specific into choosing, like, and being able to identify what's a good business opportunity or business venture or even an investment venture or investment opportunity as opposed to what might not be the best. But in the meantime, I will say this. A lot of those who they may appear to be the best or all because, you know, like 90% of them look good, clearly the majority of new businesses fail. So that shows you that how it looks or what the business plan says or how it looks on paper really isn't the end all be all. It takes something more than that. That's my point. Like, every business plan that I've seen, like for the majority, most business plan I've seen people saying that they entering a $2 trillion industry and they'll be able to take over the lion's share of the profit within that industry within the next 2 weeks. But to be honest, though, that doesn't necessarily make it true. So the thing is, I guess the next question is, then how do you circumnavigate that? That the point is, it's simple. Like, you got to first off understand that there are unknowns in business. Like, no matter what, like, there are certain things that are going to be unknown. You will never be able to avoid or work around until you're actually there on the spot for certain things when it comes to business. Like, some stuff, you just got to be there. You just got to have been there. You know what I mean? Like, just like inside jokes. You wasn't there, you just can't read it. You got to have been there for it to make sense. But at any rate, like I was saying, some stuff you literally have to be there. You have to actually be out on the field, actually giving it your all, giving that what they call it the good old college try. You know what I mean? Like, literally, like, there is no way of guessing or being able to know full blown unless you've been there before every potential problem and expense that you'll face or incur before going into business. Like that first time, definitely. All you can really do is cover the basics. Everything that you can see, everything that you can find while researching, like speaking with more experienced entrepreneurs, getting your Google game up, like all of that, like whatever you can see, like what you try to do is with your research and with your time, you try to just mitigate the risk.